Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do we think we're going to be able to do this?
I think so.
It's News or Nope with Erica Sneezing.
News. News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide. What? This is news.
Not like paper rip. That,
I am not. No. I didn't see anything. What the heck? That sounds like a bat.
Oh. Okay. Mm. Do I need to come across the desk and punch
why don't you?
Or
tough guy?
Good evening.
You don't start before the thing.
Welcome to the program. Some other heated co-workers.
What?
Maxim Chmerikovsky called out Jan Ravnik.
I almost talked about this yesterday.
Yeah. If you don't know, Maxim is a professional ballroom dancer. He's on Dancing with the Stars, has been since the beginning.
Also known
as Max.
His
brother.
Oh, yeah. This is about the backup dancer being up there?
And Jan, I believe that's how you say it.
Yes.
Was a backup dancer for Taylor Swift. First season on the show. And Max said he has no business being on the show.
I feel like I gotta know one of the names.
So offensive. Like, I guess he doesn't understand. He doesn't.
Listen, okay. It's on Dancing with the Stars. I think we have to let this one go because if you end it.
It's not about Taylor. It's just that's how he became famous.
No, I feel like I gotta know one of the names of the people in the story you're talking, and I don't know either of them. So that's it's prime. I don't want to say it. And
right, because I use it.
I'm teetering.
I like that you're powered through YouTube.
I'm going to say this. Here's why I don't understand it. It's not called ballroom dancing with the stars.
Now they do contemporary.
Yeah.
They do, I don't know if lyrical or something. They do other things rather than just cha-cha, rumba, swing, bolero, mambo, waltz,
well,
whatever.
You can speak on this because you were a ballroom dancer. Mm-hmm. So are you offended by Jan being a professional?
I don't think he's choreographing to his partner's best abilities, but that's whatever.
It's do you understand what's happening?
No.
Or do you want that's very close to the word you're not allowed to say.
Oh. go on.
Negative. It's so most of the partners in Dancing with the Stars are professionally trained ballroom dancers.
Yeah.
But there's one on there that's like a former Taylor backup dancer.
In fact, probably current. Like when she goes on tour again, he will go.
He's
with her.
In the music videos as
but
well.
But it's nothing like it's like is he a good dancer? Then and he's on Dancing
and he's
with the
a
Stars.
Professional dancer.
Hi, then that's like
what's
and,
I don't what's the controversy?
So the
I'm
other,
missing
the there's a ballroom dancer going. He only got on here because he's on Taylor's show.
He doesn't
and it's
deserve
like,
to
and
be
it's like,
here.
Okay, well, so what? Like,
congrats. He attracted a bunch of viewers.
Yeah.
I was excited when I saw he was going to be doing it, and now I watch.
Same.
I'm literally mad. Is Max the one who's complaining?
Yes.
I get so mad where it's like, this has happened my whole career. Like when I was a musician or whatever,
I thought you
people
were
would
say
go
magician.
Like, I was trained at Berkeley. It was like, I wasn't. And look at us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
Uh-oh.
We're the same.
Oops. Did you just waste some money? I was like, did you go to broadcast school? No, I didn't. What's your pay? You know what I mean? It's like, I'm on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, but you weren't classically trained. Got it.
Also.
Yet here I am. Huh. That's weird.
How many like pro ballroom dancers are there anymore that are that level? Like,
and I don't know how to tell you this. Is this on ABC?
Yes.
Whoever. ABC would like ratings.
Yeah,
exactly.
And you're a ballroom dancing nerd, and that person was on the Eras Tour, the biggest tour of all
time.
He's
also danced with Paula Abdul, Bruno Mars, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Then shut up. Let him be on the show. Max can... Mm-hmm. I hope Max can get something.
Yawn.
But we love Mark Ballas.
Yeah, Mark Ballas.
See, now we're 0 for 3 of the names.
No, that was the one that they talked about him and they were hot to try for him.
He's got the hair.
Good evening.
If you are looking for maybe a last-minute Halloween costume, these are, I'm not going to say 12, because some of them are political, and I'm not going there. These are some of the most viral moments that you can make into a Halloween costume.
Okay, I like it.
Of course, the Coldplay kiss cam.
Hilarious. Oh, so you just have a partner and stand behind them?
Yeah, and you wear kind of the outfits that they were wearing. Okay, the girl's
did
wearing.
Did you see the Avs did that? Sorry, the Avs did that.
Yes!
So funny.
They did?
Yeah. The cameraman zoomed in. They were in the on the bench, whatever.
Like two players.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
We can put it on our Instagram story so everyone can see it. There's Parker Posey in the White Lotus. What is Piper? No. She's just a really rich woman.
Well, you guys are begging to get in today.
There is the CEO cap stealer versus the kid at the U.S. Open.
Oh,
one of you
hilarious.
Is the cap stealer, one of you is the kid. There's the Louvre jewelry thief. There is Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's hairy separation. You could be Katy Perry in space.
Oh. So you just have a daisy?
Or you could be the major Chicago White Sox fan, Pope Leo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't actually know what these numbers mean. XIV.
XIV. IV is 14. 9.
Four?
And X is...
It's 14, I think.
14, yeah.
Because X, yeah.
X is 10.
Got it.
Yeah, 10.
So those are some good ones.
And no Phillies Karen on the list.
No Phillies Karen on the list.
For sure, if they're viral moments from this year, that would have to be one.
Yeah, Phillies Karen would be a good one. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be funny,
you could kind of do a baseball wacky, like a group costume almost of just all the horrible people at baseball games this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the other one was the U.S. Open.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's right. Okay.
Well, thank you, man on the street.
Good evening.
I just was trying to be the anchor holding it all together. Okay. Good evening.
Good evening. Speaking of baseball, history was tied last night.
Oh my gosh.
You didn't stay and watch it.
No.
I did.
You stayed and watched
because
almost the longest game in baseball history.
I have this gear where I don't really follow baseball.
Oh my
but
God.
But the World Series is happening. So at the end of the night, before I go up to bed, I go, the game's almost over. Let me check it. Ooh. It's the top of the 10th. Extra innings. Okay, I'll see what this is about.
Oh my God, it kept going and going and going.
It went 18 innings. Yeah. It got to the point where...
I don't know, so 18.
18 innings ties the longest World Series game ever. I think this was the longest like time.
Time-wise,
like, yes. Almost 7 hours,
yes,
right?
Exactly. But it, 18, so it gets
it
to the point...
It was like 6 hours long, right?
Yes, but do you have this gear where you're in and you go, man, the record's 18. I kind of got to stay.
Yeah.
Oh. And I'm so tired. My wife goes up to bed. We never go to bed like separately. She's like, "What? I don't know.
We don't
I'm
even
going.
Like baseball." Yeah. But I totally understand the gear.
I'm in it now. And it's like, well, I could be part of history. And so I sit up. I went upstairs like immediately after Freddie Freeman. Spoiler alert, I guess.
Yeah. No, it's for a game. It's a sporting event. Yeah.
He hit a walk-off home run.
Yes.
And it was, I turned it off right after that. It was 12:51 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing.
It was after 1 o'clock.
I know exactly
when I
what you're talking about, because if you go, this is absurd, and you turn the TV off, and then you walk in here and I go, oh my God, he hit a walk-off at 10:31, and you're like, I turned the TV off at 10:30.
Right.
Exactly. It would murder your soul.
Yes.
The craziest part was, weren't they warming up? The bullpen was empty. There was no one left to pitch. They were warming up the pitchers that had started the day before. Like, that doesn't happen.
Right, no. And they were saying, they were getting to the point, because baseball has all these rules, if you don't know about, once you are pitched and pulled out, you can't pitch again.
You can't go back.
Right. So they're going, we might see position players start to pitch.
Oh, my God.
Phillies Karen was warming up in the bullpen.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.